Well, partly that is already gone to South Africa, but our other members who are down south were in different ways participating. As you know, there's a large contingent of people who went quite some time ago, ex-ZIPRA comrades and others who went to work but have continued to keep up with the activities of ZAPO. As soon as the death of Comrade Mandela occurred, our party members in South Africa naturally wanted to know, particularly in his case, because there's a long history of association with the African National Congress and the fighters.
Recently, in your letter to the ANC, you said the late Mandela was in your party's direct line of command during the ZIPRA Mkhonto Alliance. Can you shed more light?
Yes, as you know, during that time, the ZAPU outside the country was actually under the control or command of James Chikerema, who was Joshua Nkomo's deputy. And in the ANC side, Comrade Oliver Tambo was running the ANC in the absence of Comrade Mandela. But in terms of the hierarchy, if you had to report from outside to the leadership inside the country, the hierarchy was that those two people outside the country, they would defer to Mandela and Comrade Joshua Nkomo, respectively. So whatever they did there, they were in communication, and it was understood that whatever was what decisions were taken outside were in line with the thinking of the party leaderships in Gonakudzingwa and in Robben Island, respectively. So, yes, so Comrade Mandela was a great inspiration for our own fighters in Zimbabwe. People like Dumiso Dabengwa, who were old enough to take up arms in 1963, after his Rivonia trial, they felt really invigorated. And also that when difficulties arose, they understood the option of death was not excluded. And part of that, the leadership shared directly. So Comrade Mandela was very important beyond the South African struggle, but also in the Zimbabwean struggle.